Hi, folks. Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Or feel free to go to our website, sallison.com, and you can listen to any and all of our shows. Have a great day. Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Jay Harmon with me, and we had a swarm of calls, emails, asking about the water situation. So Jay's going to try to update us on how we can help your yard and trees. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo. For all your tree diagnostic needs, call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, I'm Jeremy with Concho Valley Foundation Repair. As you know, everything begins with a solid foundation. Whether it's your children, your business, or your faith, a good foundation makes it strong and able to stand the test of time. The same thing goes for your house. Without a strong foundation, it's just a matter of time before you start seeing cracks in the walls and doors that won't shut. That's just the beginning of your problems. Concho Valley Foundation Repair is a family-owned company that offers solutions to shifting foundations. We're registered contractors with over 20 years' experience, and we're bonded with the City of San Angelo. We're members of the San Angelo Chamber of Commerce, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Nobody else in town can say that. At Concho Valley Foundation Repair, we offer peace of mind to our clients, and we even offer warranties that last a lifetime. So make sure you have a strong foundation for you and your family. Call Concho Valley Foundation Repair at 227-3758 for a free estimate. That's 227-3758. Remember, everything begins with a solid foundation.
Welcome back to Real Estate News. Jay, I appreciate you. I know how busy you are right now, but I appreciate your time.
Scott, happy to be here with you this morning.
You are, unfortunately, I guess if you take a double-edged sword, you are our number one call-in, email-in person. People are scared to death about the yards right now.
Well, we should be. I mean, we're in trouble. There's no doubt. The water issue is a serious issue. As far as our houses, our trees, and your house typically is your largest investment. And then the outside of your property really says a lot about your house. And with this lack of water we're in, this drought, we're in trouble. The trees are in trouble. They're suffering all over town. Our lakes, I mean, we're in trouble here in San Angelo.
Well, talk to us a little bit. I know we're down to where we can water every 14 days.
Correct.
But I know we can still hand water with a hose.
You still hand water with the hose. And that's going to be critical with the trees. We're going to have to hand water those trees because once every 14 days is not enough on those trees. Your live oaks are handling this drought pretty well. They have for the last couple of years. The red oaks are suffering. A lot of trees are suffering. So hand water those trees as much as possible.
I know we've talked about this before, but I'm pretty ignorant on trees. That's why I call you.
Well, appreciate that.
But the Spanish oak and the red oak, is that kind of the same tree?
They're real similar. They're not the same, but they are very similar in looks. And if you're not paying attention, you will think a Spanish oak is a red oak or vice versa.
But they need more water.
They do need a lot more water. That's correct.
And so you know what amazes me? This tree, of course, growing up around Sonora and here, and having to deal with mesquites, you can't stand them. Yeah, look at all those mesquites. They don't have any water. They're great.
Mesquites are doing great.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go back. The trees, we can hand water with a hose.
Yes.
Let's just take various ones from the live oak down. About how much? What should we do?
You're wanting to get them an inch a week. That's ideal. If you can get an inch a week, that is great.
And just around the base of it?
Water just around the base. And for a lack of better words, you hear people watering at the drip line. That's kind of the 50s mentality.
So what's the drip line?
Well, where the canopy stops. You hear a lot of people saying, well, that's where I'm watering. Well, don't. Water right up against the base of the tree. 1 to 3 foot around the base of the tree is where you want to water.
One of the questions, where and how much? So an inch?
At least an inch a week, absolutely. If you can do more, great, but that's the minimum of where you want to be.
And how do we know by looking at the trees
if we're doing good or bad or what we need to do?
Well, we can go off the color of the leaves. Some trees are very thin. They're losing their leaves. They're stressed out. They're lacking iron. You know, there's a lot of issues going around. So, I mean, the mistake that most people make, the homeowners, they think their tree's looking bad. They wait a week or two. Then they go to the nursery or somewhere and try something. And then it's 2 or 3 months and they realize they're in the heat of the summer. And then they realize, oh, no, this isn't working. And then they call me. And then I'm left with a partially dead tree that I'm trying to fix. In this drought, you know, it's tough. We're in an uphill battle.
What about our shrubs and stuff around the house?
Same way. Most people's shrubs are suffering. Their plants are suffering. Same thing. You know, you need to hand water those as best as possible, or you're going to lose them.
And what I'm going to tell you, folks, we had our foundation guy here a few weeks ago. You better water your shrubs around there, and also they'll take care of your slab.
That's exactly right. From my understanding, when you can hand water, the hand watering is designed for trees and foundation. And that's extremely critical, absolutely.
I get it. It's kind of the same thing on the shrubs, you think? Like once a week?
Absolutely. Now, a lot of people on their shrubs, they have a drip system, and that's the way to go. But if you don't have a drip system, then you're going to need to get some water on those guys at least once a week.
And I don't, what's your opinion on those? Let's say we're starting all over, and I've never been a fan of zero landscaping, but as you notice, we did the front of our office with it because we had no choice.
Scott, we're doing so many. We're weeks out on doing yards.
Okay, tell us a little bit about, like, building a new house. If I'm going to do the front yard, I'm going to do zero. Is it zero landscape? Is that the right?
Yeah, there's several ways people say it: dryscape, hardscape, zeroscape. Essentially, what we're trying to do is eliminate water in the yards as much as possible.
And I've seen a couple here lately, and I think y'all did one of them. It looked really, really nice. I mean, it had some variation of rocks. It wasn't just somebody threw a bunch of rocks out there, and the different plants. Now, those plants you're putting in there, is it a sprinkler system, or do you just, or they just make it?
Now, those plants don't require water. Most of the plants that we're putting in, and obviously the homeowners, we kind of have to go off if they request something different, but most of your desert plants are not requiring water. That we may be running a drip to them, and somebody can turn on that drip. You know, and you got to realize a drip is, you know, you're using less than a gallon of water in 5 minutes. So it's just giving them a little bit of moisture, and that's all you want on these desert plants.
Well, what I'm thinking, though, if I was going to do a zero, you know, if y'all put mm-hmm. one in, and after we're building some new houses, you know, right
that's
now,
right.
And put those plants, maybe save the money and not do an irrigation system.
Absolutely.
And every once in a while, just hit them with a water hose.
That's exactly. And that's what those things are designed for, to periodically water what little amount of rain we get. And it's funny. I had somebody call me one day and goes, man, how'd you get those plants so big? And I was like, we didn't water them. We didn't water. You know, their design. One of the biggest mistakes I see.
I've never heard that. That's why you're here.
I drive by the new Whataburger on Knickerbocker, and you see those guys out there watering those plants. They're watering them every other day, and I'm like, they spend all that money putting in those desert plants, but then somebody's out there watering them every other day. It's unnecessary.
Cool. So tell us, I know the rock, was it granite, or how are the different rocks we've seen?
We have so many different variations of rock now. I mean, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, even up to a year ago, we just had a couple choices. Now we have tons of choices. And then it just keeps coming. And now the sky's the limit. We're putting in borders, doing a lot of masonry work, retaining walls. You know, I mean, at this point now that you're bringing in the big boulders, it's just the sky's the limit on what, you know, you just don't have to have a basic rock yard anymore.
Well, and there's a big difference. And I think, in fact, when Lance and I did Southland Hills, mm-hmm. we put no zero landscape.
That's right.
But of course, that was a different story. And that was also 20 years ago. But
right.
Because they weren't, like you just said, somebody throw a bunch of rocks in their yard and the weeds would come up through the rocks. And it
sure.
really was very unsightly.
Extremely unsightly. And the amount of progress we've made in the last couple of years, and this is new to Central. It's not new. It's just new to us here.
Yes.
And so as we've incorporated different things from Arizona and Vegas and around the world, and going to these conferences, we're seeing what we can do. And you can really make a beautiful yard now with using rock.
Well, to think about it, and we had Roddy in here, and he was talking, from one of our city councilmen, and he was talking about the different water systems and things mm-hmm. the city's doing, which
sure.
is, you know, 30, 40 years overdue.
That's right.
But we live in a desert.
That's correct.
You know, I think we have the nicest people you could possibly have.
I agree with you.
But we still live in a desert.
Yes, we do.
And I think that's it. But you can actually do the zero landscaping for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
And are there certain trees we could plant? And I know a mesquite tree, which I'm not going to plant a mesquite tree.
Yeah, there's tons of different trees to plant. I'm obviously not recommending planting any red oaks. Red oaks are suffering all over town. And so there's other trees that we can plant that will require some of the less amount of water that a red oak or some of the other oaks will require. Honestly, right now, if you have to plant a tree, desert willows, I think they're beautiful. You can shape them extremely. You can shape them any way you want. They come out to be a gorgeous tree.
Probably not a palm tree.
But, you know, a lot of palm trees died this year because we had a tough, tough winter, and a lot of them didn't make it out of that winter.
So I don't know if I've ever seen a desert willow.
There's a lot of them in Bentwood. I guarantee you, you've seen them there. They're in the weeping willow family, but they actually flower out, and this is the way they grow. They don't go down. They grow up, but you can just trim them and shape them any way you want.
But I know weeping willows have a lifespan.
Yes, they do. And desert willows do. And most trees do have. You know, you get outside of your oaks. Most of them do have somewhat of a lifespan. They're still going to push you 30 years though.
And that's probably good enough for us.
Absolutely. Nobody's going to live in that house for 30 years. It doesn't. You're a living testament of that, right?
3 months, 3 years.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
But, okay, talk to us a little bit. We have a problem. How do we get a hold of you?
Several ways. Our office is 942-7697, or my cell phone is 212-3289, and we're in the phone book.
Well, and I will say one thing to your credit, and I do appreciate it. I know he sees my number and goes, oh, my God, Scott, do you know what time it is? Half the time. But you've always answered or you've always returned my calls. And I appreciate that and taking care of us. So well, it's been really, really nice.
We appreciate everything every time you call, and we're here to make a living.
You do not appreciate it.
No, we do.
I call us, and I said, I didn't realize it was already 7. I didn't realize we have a show. We got to do the radio show.
And we, just to kind of give a little plug on myself, we were voted San Angelo's Best Tree Service this year, 2014.
And you should have been.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations on
that.
Thank
you, Scott.
Okay, we've got, if you're thinking about the zero landscape, he can help you with that. If you have some tree problems or you're worried about it, which if you're like me, you're not really sure what's a problem and what's not a problem, Jay will be happy to come out and help you with
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, we'd be happy to.
And we want to try all of us. I mean, especially the price of trees and stuff, we want to try to save what we can save.
And we need to keep our town looking beautiful.
Absolutely.
This is where we're going to live and raise our kids, and we need it to look the same as it does now in 30 years. And unfortunately, you drive down Santa Rita and you're seeing a lot of those old pecan trees that's been a statue in this town for years. We're losing them, and we need to change that.
Well, I bet you see some people hauling water in, too.
Absolutely.
But you know what? And I'll tell you one thing. Scott Yancey told me, and I actually started this morning. Every time he said, Scott, every time I get in the shower, it reminds me, and I pray for rain.
That's it.
I think that was pretty cool. In fact, I think that's going to be our little... You know, when you get in the shower, you're thinking, just pray for rain.
We need rain.
And that right there will take care of all our problems.
And I tell customers, I say it daily, rain makes me look like Superman. You know, without rain, my job is tough.
I like it. Hey, Jay, as always, I appreciate you being here. I know you're busy. We're going to let you go. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And I've got back with some new listings and some new information on some real estate. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo. For all your tree diagnostic needs, call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, I'm Jeremy with Concho Valley Foundation Repair. As you know, everything begins with a solid foundation. Whether it's your children, your business, or your faith, a good foundation makes it strong and able to stand the test of time. The same thing goes for your house. Without a strong foundation, it's just a matter of time before you start seeing cracks in the walls and doors that won't shut. That's just the beginning of your problems. Concho Valley Foundation Repair is a family-owned company that offers solutions to shifting foundations. We're registered contractors with over 20 years experience, and we're bonded with the City of San Angelo. We're members of the San Angelo Chamber of Commerce, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Nobody else in town can say that. At Concho Valley Foundation Repair, we offer peace of mind to our clients, and we even offer warranties that last a lifetime. So make sure you have a strong foundation for you and your family. Call Concho Valley Foundation Repair at 227-3758 for a free estimate. That's 227-3758. Remember, everything begins with a solid foundation.
Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. We just had Jay with us, and I think he gave us some good information, some things to plant and not to plant, and we'll just deal with it like the best we can. Some good information here on Vicky Street and Robert Lee. It was 84.9. It's reduced $10,000. It's down to 74.9. So, nice little house. And I think y'all have noticed we've had more and more people that have chosen to move to Robert Lee, to Sonora, to El Dorado, to Wall, because it is a little bit cheaper, and it's not that big a drive, especially when you're coming from Dallas. You used to drive an hour back and forth, 30 minutes in a big deal. Here's another one. On Webster, 2104 Webster Street, it was 89.9, reduced to 77.5. Wow. A good one. How about this little one right here? This house, I don't know why. This will be sold probably by the time you even hear this little talk here, but Mitchell and Jeannie, both Jeannie and Jim Mitchell, redid this house, and they did a wonderful job. The hardwood floors, all new appliances, granite countertops, two-car garage. It's just a little dollhouse, and it's on 1802 Avenue J. It's priced at $109.9. There was an appraisal on it. It's just gorgeous. How many houses can you get in Santa Rita on Avenue J, and it's all like new? I mean, there you have it. There's nothing wrong with that. 2208 North Van Buren. Priced at $119.9, neat little house, brick home, two car garage, and brand new listing. Brian Kenner just got this one, $119.9. I'm going to tell you folks, anything under $200 is, if it's nice and neat like this one is, new carpet, it doesn't last long. Another one reduced on Sunset Drive, it was $144.9, $134.9. Here's a brand new and new construction Gretchen just did. It is 4149 Autumnwood Trail. It's priced at $215,000. Very nice looking house. Ted does a good job on these. Champion, 3037 Champions. It was $249.9. I don't know. This house is beautiful. Hardwood floors, the whole deal. He lowered it to $243.9. Folks, this is a nice home. Like brand, I mean, when you look at it, well, it's just a granite countertops, crown molding, and in the master, it actually has, which you don't see often, they say walk-in closets. I mean, literally walk-in closets. Two of them. Two. His and her walk-in closets. Nice, nice, nice. Oh, wow. This one's in Bront. It went from 375 to 279.8. That's 701 Northwest Railroad, South Bront. Oh, my goodness. That's almost $100,000 right there. We live in Bront, Texas. $100,000 less. This house we just looked at, it is beautiful. It's in Bentwood. It's on the number 3, which is a little three-par hole. Beautiful green back there. It's $387,000, and it's 5610 Columbine. Neat, neat house. Huge, huge master bedroom. And it literally has his and her restrooms. Literally. Separate his and her restrooms off the master, which I thought was cool. Hardwood floor. It's just nice, nice, nice. We just got it, and it will not stay there long. On some land, Highway 277 in Bront, it went from $398 to $349.9, so there's a $50,000 reduction. Some good things, some good products here. Want to wish everybody a very, very happy Mother's Day. Hope everybody's having a great day and got a special deal, and I hope everybody, wish my mom a happy, happy Mother's Day. And what a wonderful thing to do. Folks, we're going to do some different things. Oh, got a couple questions. These owner rent. We did the owner rent one. Owner versus rents. Yes, we'll talk a little bit about that one more time. Here's the huge difference. We still today have a tax deduction when you own a home. You can deduct the interest. You can deduct your taxes, your different things like that. When you add that in, and let's say you're in a 30% tax bracket, a lot of times, especially a house under $200,000 right now, it's a lot cheaper for you to own a house than it is to rent a house in San Angelo. That's just a fact. Again, if you're moving in, you say, I'm going to be here 6 months. There's no way I want to go through the hassle of buying a house. I understand that too. But if you truly are going to be here, you probably need to go ahead and buy a house. Number one improvements. Some of these we've done, I know. I'm going to still go with the number one improvement you can do is still your kitchens and your bathrooms. Update those. When you walk in a house, and I'm going to go one step further. When you walk in a house and like the tile in the entryway, it looks like 1970, probably want to update stuff like that too. the old full wallpaper, stuff like that, you want to update it. But your kitchens, new appliances, stuff like that, that needs to be taken care of. And I still go over this, which we did before, but the five biggest turnoffs, and I'm going to tell you right now, folks, if you're selling your house, buyers are smart. They're going to know what it should be worth. If they hired a realtor, they got a buyer broker, the realtor's going to say, hey, this is the price range in this area. Is it being way overpriced? Don't overprice your listing. Talk to your realtor. Say, hey, what's my house really worth? I mean, there's a little fudge there. I'm not going to say that, you know, but it's very, very little. Price it correctly. You know, make sure it's okay. Smells. Don't go cooking cabbage or frying liver the night before your house is going to be shown. That's not a good thing. And clutter. And I have everything organized, but I have a bunch of stuff. Like, my garage is all done, but pictures of everybody. I've got all the girls' pictures and all the different things, and everybody doesn't want to see all that. If it's overdone, or if your closets are so packed with clothes that you really don't wear anymore, get them out of there. Make it look nice. Don't have it cluttered. Deferred maintenance. This deferred maintenance is real easy. You're going to pay for it one way or another sooner or later. Like, if you didn't ever change your air filters out, which is a huge mistake, change them out. Clean the vents. If you didn't fix different things, and I know it's easy, and I've been in houses, and they say, well, I said, sir, this switch over here doesn't work. And he goes, well, that switch hadn't worked in 20 years. We just don't use it. Well, the new buyers are going to want to use it, and they're going to ask for it to be fixed, I'm going to tell you. So go ahead and fix it up front. Avoid the problems. If you know there's a problem, eliminate it. That way it's no longer a problem. And this one is kind of, this is from National, dark dated decor. You know, if it's real, when you walk in and it's real, you know, light. And this is one thing I do when I'm showing houses. I turn on all the lights. Go through the house, turn the lights on. Most people like light, airy, clean, neat. And it does it. This is a good one. And folks, I'm going to tell you a little story. We were in a thing and they said on different floor plans. And I was in a seminar. And they were saying, well, how do you like? I said, well, I like real high-pitched roofs. I like real high ceilings and chandeliers. I just think it's beautiful. And one of the other guys in there says, well, I don't care for high ceilings at all. And I'm thinking, why in the world would he not like high ceilings? You know, I mean, look how nice it looks. And he actually had a point. He said, I'm very conscious of my dollar. The lower ceilings, I don't have to heat and cool that area up there. I thought, you know what? He has a point. So I'm going to say your decor, the style of the home you like, that's going to be up to your personality and what you want. Where I'm saying, I want those high-pitched ceilings. And the guy says, I don't want the high-pitched ceilings. I want the low ceilings. It depends on kind of what you want. So I guess it's kind of each to his own and what you want. And to say which one's better than the other one, I guess it depends on who you are. So I guess I can't tell you the best one. We just kind of answered this question on the yards. Again, we've talked a lot about the zero landscape, which is something that, you know, has came a long way. I think it's improved and looks really, really nice now. And in some cases, we need to, if we could do more of it and save water, that's what we need to do right now. So we'll keep moving forward. Folks, again, I want to tell everybody happy, happy Mother's Day. Have a great, great day. And we'll catch you next Sunday.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, I'm Jeremy with Concho Valley Foundation Repair. As you know, everything begins with a solid foundation. Whether it's your children, your business, or your faith, a good foundation makes it strong and able to stand the test of time. The same thing goes for your house. Without a strong foundation, it's just a matter of time before you start seeing cracks in the walls and doors that won't shut. That's just the beginning of your problems. Concho Valley Foundation Repair is a family-owned company that offers solutions to shifting foundations. We're registered contractors with with over 20 years experience, and we're bonded with the City of San Angelo. We're members of the San Angelo Chamber of Commerce, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Nobody else in town can say that. At Concho Valley Foundation Repair, we offer peace of mind to our clients, and we even offer warranties that last a lifetime. So make sure you have a strong foundation for you and your family. Call Concho Valley Foundation Repair at 227-3758 for a free estimate. That's 227-3758. Remember, everything begins with a solid foundation.
Hi folks, Scott Allison here with Scott Allison Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Or feel free to go to our website, sallison.com, and you can listen to any and all of our shows. Have a great day.